guess who has got a big birthday coming up?
Not me. I won't be 29 for another month.
29? Wow, you're old.
Not her, Brendan. You. You are approaching the big 06.
6 years old? Ooh, that's halfway to 12. We're going to have to do something special.
No, we do something special every year. Right, champ? Pizza and bowling.
Sounds great, Daddy.
Yeah, and this year's going to be even better, son, because now you know you're supposed to let go of that ball.
Can I still wear my helmet?
Yeah, I think you should. Honey, I got to stop by Mrs. Carlin's house. She's got a terrible case of dry rot. Well, not Mrs. Carlin, her house. Actually, she looks pretty good. But not as good as you. I better go.
Bye,
Daddy.
So, Brendan, you like bowling, huh?
Well, not the bowling part. But I like wearing other people's shoes.
Hey, have you ever thought of having a real party, you know, like with hats and balloons and games?
You mean like my friends have?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we could get Yo-Yo.
Who's Yo-Yo?
Oh, he's the greatest clown in the world. He can make music come out of his armpit.
Well, then we gotta have him.
It's a birthday party.
You know what I always wondered? Like in Switzerland, okay? Does American cheese have holes?
You are so deep.
Yeah, I know.
All right, touchdown, Packers!
What's the score?
49-7, the pack is back.
Yes!
I think football's totally barbaric and without merit. Don't you, Karen?
I don't know. If nobody played football, then what would the cheerleaders do?
And you thought I was deep.
Great. Okay, well, we'll see you on Saturday. And don't forget to bring Mr. Wimpy. Okay, bye-bye.
Who's Mr. Wimpy?
Oh, he's Yo-Yo's puppet. Ah.
Who's Yo-Yo?
Yo-Yo's a clown. He's coming to Brendan's birthday party.
Yeah, right. I hope he can bowl in those big floppy shoes.
Frank, I've been wanting to talk to you about this, but I didn't know how to tell you. Well, the truth is that Brendan would rather have a birthday party than go bowling.
Honey, that's ridiculous. Brendan loves to go bowling. Who told you that?
Brendan.
All this time I've been taking him bowling on his birthday and he hates it. Why wouldn't he tell me?
Well, he just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Not hurt. It's his birthday. If he wants to ruin it by having a party and cake and presents with a bunch of his friends, fine with me.
Mail!
Is this the mail you're looking for, Dana?
No. If I wanted you, I would have said, hey, sludge brain.
Cool. Well, I'll listen for that next time.
Somebody else do this.
I'll take care of it. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. Money Magazine. Cosmo. Wrestling Digest?
Yeah, it's mine.
A wrestling magazine?
Well, I only read it for the articles. Hey, Uncle Frank. 10 days to better packs, huh?
Say that for me, okay?
Look at this, Frank. It's from Jamaica. Looks official. Oh, no, Frank. The chapel where we got married is closing.
The wedding shack?
You got married in a shack? First class all the way, huh, Frank?
Hey, I had a coupon, okay?
The wedding shack wasn't licensed. According to this, we're not legally married.
Oh, no!
All right, just knock it off.
Frank, this means we're not legally married. We're not husband and wife. We've been living in, you know. What are we going to do?
No, Carol. Now, don't panic. First thing Monday morning, we'll go down to City Hall and we'll get married.
City Hall? that sounds so impersonal.
No, honey, it doesn't have to be. We can make it special. We'll get all dressed up. And we'll get married, and we'll have a nice, expensive bottle of champagne over a romantic lunch. You know, we'll make a whole day of it.
Well, I guess that doesn't sound so bad.
Look at it this way. The sooner we get married again, the sooner we get to start our second honeymoon.
We were so close.
Okay, today's my big day. How do I look?
Fine. I mean, if you're not going to have a real wedding, you might as well wear that.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just the last chance I'll have to see my daughter walk down the aisle.
What about me?
What about you?
Mom, you look nice.
Oh, thank you.
Before you go, I have a little something for you from all the kids.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It's a petition asking you not to marry Frank.
Time for this. I have to meet Frank downtown.
No, you don't want to be late for your big wedding down at City Hall. While you're there, would you renew my fishing license?
Don't listen to her. If I could find a man, I'd get married at City Hall.
If you could find a man, you'd get married at Burger King. I'm sorry, you have to get in line. Next.
Me again. I'm still here to get married.
I need two forms of identification, your blood test results, and you will have to fill out form 37B.
Okay, where do I get form 37B?
Next window. Can I help you?
May I have form 37B?
Here you go. Have a seat. The judge will be with you soon.
You mean you're not the judge, too?
Oh, hi, honey. I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, I'm telling you, that Carlin house is a disaster. There's dry rot in the basement. Termites on the second floor and a really disgusting fungus in the bathroom. You look pretty.
Frank, look at you. This is supposed to be our wedding day.
Well, honey, we're still going to get married, but I can't spend the whole day. I got to get back to work.
You mean we're not even going to have lunch?
Oh, yeah. I got you a burrito off the truck.
Frank!
You don't like burritos? You don't want half my ham sandwich?
What's up next, Art?
Big wedding.
Well, all right, let's get it over with. I tee off in half an hour.
Oh, that's great. We're in a rush, too.
Frank, I am sorry. I am not going to marry you.
Had a burrito?
Late for our wedding, you cancel our lunch, you're covered with dry rot. Face it, Frank, you are more interested in fixing someone's stupid house than you are our marriage.
But they had no roof.
Oh, it's always something, isn't it, Frank? This was supposed to be our wedding day.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's kind of a big deal, isn't it? I mean, I know it's a big deal, honey, and I want to make it up to you.
All right. All right, I want a real wedding. Okay. I want music, I want flowers, I want a wedding cake, and I want Reverend Wallace to marry us.
You got it.
No, I don't got it.
Why not? I agreed to everything.
Yeah, but Reverend Wallace is going out of town for 6 months. He's leaving Saturday at 4:53.
How do you know that?
I'm his hairdresser.
All right, then he can marry us Saturday before he leaves.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Brendan's birthday party. We can't have a wedding and a birthday party in the same day.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. The party's at noon. We'll have him marry us at 3. The timing's perfect.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, trust me, Carol. You are going to have the wedding you've always dreamed of.
Thank you, Frank. And you are going to have the honeymoon you always dreamed of.
Ah, oh, Dana, you're so fine. I'd walk to the ends of the earth for you.
Good. Why don't you start now? It's that way.
She's got the Love Jones something fierce. Whoa, birthday cake. Hey, you guys, food fight!
Where are you going with the cake?
Cake? Well, I was just going to go over there. It's better light.
Oh, give me that.
Cody, what are you doing in here? I'm all by myself out here. Oh. Hey, have you seen the clown?
No, but some kid named Yo-Yo called and said he couldn't make it.
What? Yo-Yo's not coming? I told all my friends.
No, son. Listen, Yo-Yo is going to be here. Now, don't worry.
Crush your heart and hope to die?
Man to man, guy to guy.
All right. Hey, guys! Yo-Yo the Clown's coming!
Hey, wait a minute. Are you guys talking about Yo-Yo the Clown? No, he's so cool. He did my party last year.
Sorry, Carol, but I really have got to leave.
Oh, just a few more minutes, Reverend. I've got to find Frank. Al, have you seen your dad?
No. Mom, it's bad luck for you to see the groom before the wedding. It means the marriage won't last. Oh, well, in that case, I think I saw him in the kitchen.
Hey, Carol, what do you think? I did it myself.
You look like a mummy.
Really? Most people say I look like my dad.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Wimpy, that was a great race. Thank you very much. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the birthday boy? Yes, I do. Give me all your presents. Very nice. You think that's not nice? Check this out. Oh, oh. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Yo-Yo's kind of tired.
Excuse me, Mr. Yo-Yo.
Hello, sweetheart.
Frank?
How about we get some more of that cake, you guys? Hey.
What are you doing?
Carol, I know this looks kind of bad.
Looks kind of bad, Frank? Oh, no. No, this is supposed to be the most important day of our lives, and you're dressed in a clown suit and talking to a sock. I can't believe you're doing this to me again.
I can explain it to you, Carol.
You don't have to explain. Obviously, our marriage is not very important to you.
Oh, honey, that's not it. I swear, that's not it.
Daddy, this is the best birthday ever had. You're even a better yo-yo than a real yo-yo.
Thank you.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, pal.
Brendan, you're missing all the fun. Bill Wheeler's throwing up. Oh,
my.
Carol. Yo-Yo the Clown canceled at the last minute. When I saw how disappointed Brendan was, I just couldn't let him down again. I'm sorry.
You really are a big yo-yo. And a really terrific father.
Will you marry me?
Why not? They say you'll never forget your wedding day. Boy, were they right.
I'm sorry to do this, but I really have got to go.
I'm sorry, too. Here's your hat. I was thinking for it. Everyone, they're here! They're here! Too late. The Reverend left.
No, I didn't.
I was so close, I could taste it.
Here today to join this woman and this man in holy matrimony as quick as possible. Is there anyone present who would object to this man and this woman becoming husband and wife?
Put him down.
Good, then let's proceed.
Reverend, if I could I please say something?
Oh, fine. I've always wanted to sprint through an airport like a lunatic.
Carol, I'm not very good at this sort of thing. And I know sometimes I must seem pretty dense. But I know one thing. I love you more than anything. And I always will.
Oh, Frank. That's so beautiful.
Could we wrap this up? Frank, do you take Carol to be your lawful wedded wife, or richer for poorer, sickness and health, yada, yada, yada?
Yes, I do.
Do you, Carol, take Frank to be your lawful
wedded? I do.
Then by the powers vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Well, kiss the bride. Come on, come on.
What is your problem?
I always cry at weddings. I can't help it.
Your mascara's running.
Seriously?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce, for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Well, you know your name.
And the nightmare continues.